Good morning, George.
Well, Jay, everyone's talking about the weather, but you're the man. Can you tell us what we've been experiencing the last couple of days? This is the first significant winter storm that we've seen so far this season.
It is, George, and this was a big pattern change from what we've seen earlier in the winter. Finally, winter has arrived in Idaho, and this has been a very long-duration storm with relatively heavy snows in the mountains. We've seen more than a foot of snow at most of our higher mountain locations. Lesser amounts in the valleys. It's been intermittent at times. There'll be a period of moderate snow and then a relative lull in the activity. But we have more snow on the way. This long-duration snow event is not over.
Okay, so you have my full attention there. So this is continuing, and we're looking at an active weather map here, and maybe you can paint a word picture for us about this pattern that is coming down just south of Alaska and then curving down the coast and then heading right our way.
Exactly. You know, earlier in the year we had pretty big ridge over the area, so it wasn't allowing big storms to move into the Pacific Northwest. That pattern has changed, and the flow is coming in right off of the Pacific Ocean, and that has coincided with cold air coming down out of Alaska and Canada. Some of that cold air is worked down actually into Idaho, even as far south as Boise. So this week, we're probably not going to see temperatures rise much above freezing. Even in valley locations, it'll be right around freezing, so that's finally letting the snow accumulate, especially in the mountains. We're measuring it in feet with this winter weather event.
And that's duration. Good news for our snowpack.
That's great news for the snowpack. It's just what the doctor ordered. Coming into this event, we were only about 70% of normal snowpack here in the central Idaho mountains, including the Boise River Basin. That's where we get our water supply from. So this active weather pattern had not developed, I'd be starting to worry about drought in the summertime coming up. But hopefully this long-duration event gets our snowpack back up close to normal,
and
maybe
again,
even above normal.
The headline here is this event continues today and possibly Tuesday and maybe even a little further.
It could go right into Wednesday, it looks like, at this point, looking at our new model information, especially in the mountains. That's where it's going to really pound up. Cascade, McCall, Donnelly, the ski resorts are doing quite nicely with this snow event.
Well, thanks to you and your colleagues. You'll keep us up to date minute to minute. Thank you.
Thank you, George.